Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good evening to Cowboy Wisdom Radio. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, and tonight you're in for a very special treat with a very wise, emphatic psychic medium. Her name is Beth Lane, and she's very articulate, very beautiful, and she's got the bluest eyes you'll ever see. And I want to welcome Beth to the show. How are you, Beth?
I'm good, Rob. How are you?
Every time you're my guest and every time I get to have a radio show, life is very good for me.
I enjoy being on your show, so I'm grateful to be here again.
Well, we got a guest that wants to get on, but first, before we get to the guest, tell them a little bit about what you got going on, and let's talk a little bit about what you see, how what you do as a psychic, as an empath, how you can actually help business and expand business, because we're really in an unknown time, and how what you do can really help a business look forward.
Okay. To tell you a little bit about what I focus on more with my gifts, I'm empathic, which basically means I feel everything. So I'm here for rescue. So, I tend to evolve to areas where I'm doing that in some way. And I work with people in relation to their psychic abilities and releasing their fears and things associated with keeping them from moving forward through their fears. And, I feel a passion for that, mostly because, I was once upon a time taught to be afraid of my gifts. And, it really is sabotaging yourself not to acknowledge these gifts, because we all have them for a reason. I also do a lot of life path readings where I work with people in regard to finding their paths. I do a lot of relationship readings, especially for those who are trying to figure out what's going on with the emotion in regards to that. In the way of paranormal and that sort of thing, I'm interested in rescuing the ghost. I'm here for rescue, so I'm not one that's out there ghost chasing in that regard, to prove they exist. I'm more there to see who I can help. And, that tends to be more of what I do. I do work with a lot of people, though, on changing their mindset, their thinking patterns, to better access, the universal laws in bringing more of what they want into their lives. And I work a lot with people in helping them to work towards, achieving the life that they want and being able to do what they want. I do that a great deal because, let's face it, we spend most of our time at work. And if you're not happy there, you're not happy anywhere. So, I really believe in living from the heart and listening to the heart and the calling of the heart. I truly believe in, in doing what calls you and what you're good at and what you enjoy doing. So I do a lot of that type of work as well. I do a variety of different readings, spirit readings, life path readings. I do dream interpretations. Anything in which someone is seeking understanding. But I have a special passion for working with people who have natural abilities of their own that they're trying to understand, comprehend, cope with, and understand why they have.
We're going to get back to what you said right there at the end about people understanding their own abilities and their own stuff. But we have a caller that's been waiting for about 7 minutes, and Beth, I'd like to bring her on. You interested in a call?
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love to take a call.
Good evening. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hello, is this me?
Hello. Yeah, this is you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Allison, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi, Allison. How are you this evening?
Quite blue. I had to surrender had to surrender an animal today, and it's causing me a lot of loss, feeling of loss and loneliness.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready to move within my area. And
mm-hmm.
I found out today also that a job that I was hoping would become available has already been filled, a job in my career. And one of the roommates I live with is threatening me, and I've had to put a lock on the door. And so a lot is happening all in a very, 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 very short amount of time.
Uh-huh.
So it's very, very, very hard to focus on any one question out of all of that. But if you'd like me to, I probably can do that.
I understand. You know, one thing I want to talk to you about, Allison, is, you know, sometimes when all of these things are happening, you know, it can feel like, you know, just doom and gloom, and it's hard to see the good and the positive and the opportunity in what's going on in your life. And sort of what I'm picking up as I'm listening to you, you know, what I'm picking up emotion-wise and several other ways, is that, you know, you're at a point of, you know, what I would call a crossroad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes when we, you know, feel like everything is upside down and the rug's been pulled out from under us, so to speak, it's actually, you know, a means of getting ourselves down the right path. It's easier to see that when we're past it, but we're in the midst of it, coping with the emotions of everything. You know, it can be overwhelming. But, you know, I know this may, you know, at this point, you know, feel frustrating to you, but to say the very least. But I feel like this is an opportunity for you. I feel like this is pretty much, you know, I see this sometimes when we're needing to go a different way and we're refusing to and we're staying sort of in the rut of things and we need to be going a different way, like everything falls to pieces and it's a beginning. I'd rather you focus on it being a beginning than an ending. You know?
I don't see it as gloom and doom, except for the roommate who's threatening me. I think that's a really
right.
unacceptable situation. The animal is my friend. It's you mourn and you grieve when you
right,
lose a
exactly.
friend.
Yes,
The job that I hope to get back into, the career that I hope to get back into, is my passion and purpose in life, and that door is
right.
closed. At this time,
right.
there's
okay.
no reason to cry about that. And so I don't look at it in the way that you are thinking or interpreting
okay.
at all. I'm looking at it as a whole lot of very, very powerful events all occurring
right.
in a single day. I don't judge it. I cry about it, and I am crying about it. And I feel
right.
like I'm not fighting the flow of it.
Right.
So please don't misinterpret this information as gloom and doom, because that's not where I'm coming
well,
from.
It's a lot of stuff
for one day.
Certainly, I understand that it is.
Yeah.
I certainly do. I certainly do, and I mean, I'm not certainly not missing trying to misinterpret anything. You know,
okay.
I tend to, you know. Look at everything as, I mean, I certainly understand your grief in losing your animal, and I can certainly relate to that. I'm very much a pet owner and lover, and can very, very much relate to that. You know,
yeah.
and, you know, I should have addressed that first, surely, because I know that you're grieving in that regard. You know, I think I was looking more at, and in terms of, you know, of other things that were going on, and certainly not the loss of your pet. I'm terribly sorry for that. You know, I do feel like, though, that things do happen for a reason. You know, and you know, those pets are still around us and with us just as our loved ones are.
He's not dead. He didn't die.
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I'm having a little difficulty. I was speaking to Rob earlier. I'm
alive.
Having a little difficulty
he's
hearing.
Alive. He's alive.
Okay.
He's just,
I'm sorry. I'm having a little difficulty hearing.
I just had to relinquish him.
Hey, Mr. Would the caller
want to get off the topic. I would like to know what you have to say about my next living situation, and in particular in conjunction with getting into a job that actually, into a work that actually supports me, that is my true self, that is aligned with my true self and purpose, and brings me some money that's more than minimum wage in a food service position. I'd like to know what you have to say about that, if anything at all, because perhaps there's nothing, but it doesn't matter because I'm willing to listen to your effort.
Right. I understand. I'm having, again, I was having a little difficulty hearing earlier. I've been having some technical issues with my phone this afternoon. So, and as, you know, I was trying to move in a different place where I was getting a better reception. So I think the misinterpretation here is more in what I was hearing you say or what I was interpreting of you saying, you know, here in the real world over the telephone. So I apologize for that. In the way of career, I mean, I keep, you know, what I'm getting in the way of career is, you know, that things are getting better for you. You know, I understand, you know, if I'm understanding correctly what you're asking and what you're saying, in that regard, what I see is more positive and better. You know, I, again, tend to feel like you're sort of at a crossroads. That's what I'm getting in that regard. So I'm seeing new beginnings here, more income, and what I would consider advancement.
Okay, well, I don't know what to say about that because if it's referring to my current position, I can tell you that's not going to happen.
So. Well... yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we don't seem to be connecting tonight. But you know, that is what I'm getting. That things are, in that regard, I'm not seeing. You know, I'm not seeing that. You know, things are going to be getting any worse in any regard. What I am picking up is certainly advancement, more money. So, you know, in that regard. You know, if you're feeling like it's not coming from where you currently are, because that's what I'm picking up is coming in your near future. I feel like you are in the same industry.
Oh, God, no. No. Oh, my God, no. That's like telling somebody who's a doctor who's has to flip burgers because that's the only job a doctor can get. This is an extreme example. That's just equivalent of what you just said. What I'm doing now is nothing but menial food service so that I'm not sleeping on the street. That's all it is. It's important. Don't get me wrong. I'm very grateful because I nearly did sleep under the bridge. But this is not my life. So
right.
I really do think that, you know, that probably I'll just clear the line, let you pick some other colors because there just isn't anything at all here resonating at all. No offense. I mean, thank you for your effort.
I'm certainly sorry that we weren't able to connect tonight. I'm not a food service person. I understand that, but you know I'm telling you what I'm getting, and that's all that I can do. So
right.
I'm sorry that you don't feel like we're connecting, but
you know
you're asking, you know what I'm seeing in the near future, and that's what I'm getting.
That's okay. That's not anywhere near what's going to be going down. Thanks for your effort, though. I appreciate it. Okay. Have a really nice evening.
You too.
Bye bye.
And now, Beth, getting back to this, everybody's searching for new careers and things like that. How can you really open up and let them know? Because before, this is something I'm learning in my own life. You got to let go of the old before the new will come in. And how
right.
are you really willing to open that up and so people can see that?
Well, I think, you know, one of the regards in the ways in which that I work with people is probably similar in ways to what you do, Rob. And, you know, when in your NLP business and your hypnotherapy, it's very similar. I mean, certainly I know you have seen and I have seen that when we change our thinking patterns, what manifests around us also changes. The future, you know, in, is not necessarily something that is set in stone. We are here in the present moment making choices, and those choices have outcomes. So, you know, when a psychic is reading your energy, your pathway, you know, I don't believe there is a psychic out there that can be 100% accurate, because you have still that variable, and we certainly have choices. You know, a whole nother discussion is we, you know, we can get into the things that we don't have choices about, but more so than not, we do have choices. And I try to help people learn to work with the natural laws of attraction. It has been powerful in my life. I know it's been powerful in your life, and I know so many others that it has been powerful in. But we definitely do create our lives to a certain degree through our thinking patterns.
And, you know, it's not only that. Well, something I've really expanded into is when things are happening, the less I think, the more I move forward.
Right.
And I really, and it's really listening to the inner self, Beth, is really what done it. But, you know, how do you, you know, right before we took the caller there, you said something. How do you feel people are more scared of their own abilities than they are staying in a suffering, in a place they don't want to be?
Well, I mean, you know, when we're staying in a place of fear, which I believe in, you know, anything, fear is a very negative emotion. It tends to hold us back from everything, and our fears can run from anything to just, you know, not wanting to accept things, or from not understanding things, or, you know, not even to just not wanting to come out of our comfort zones. In so many degrees and so many areas of life, you know, even if that is not in relation to psychic ability. But, you know, in relation to psychic ability, the fears are, you know, they can sometimes be great, especially for those who are mediums. You know, I myself, you know, grew up being able to see things that other people around me weren't seeing, hear things that other people weren't hearing. And in my household growing up, you know, it was feared. And, you know, from an early age, I learned to become afraid of it. There were certainly experiences I was not afraid of, but there were certainly more than not. I tend to have people that that end up coming to me because they're trying to cope with these things, because they're seeing things. I work with a lot of people on helping them to understand, cope with, release their fears so that they can understand why they have these gifts and what direction they're supposed to go with those gifts, or, you know, just help them to be able to cope with them mostly. Because, you know, a lot of these people and children who grew up like me having these abilities, you know, are now adults and still don't know what to do with them and are still afraid of them. And that is a passion of mine, helping people to release their fears. I'll share a quick story with you. I'm a melanoma cancer survivor, and I do believe that I caused myself to be sick because I was having so much trouble dealing with my abilities and, you know, coming to terms with them. And I literally believe that I caused myself to be sick. And what changed that was changing my way of thinking about why I have this and, you know, what I can do with it, you know?
And you know, that's very true. But just talking about fear, I come up with a new saying for fear. It's frothing at the mouth, egotistical arrogance ruining my life.
Right.
But I also come up with it, but if you can take this saying, Beth, and expand it into this, fear is my friend, expanding astute revelation, unleashing my canonized abilities, because a fear is actually just unrefined wisdom when you really step into it. Wouldn't you feel that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And
fear is stifling. It keeps us from growing, you know, and until we release those fears, you know, we're standing in one spot forever. And to release those fears, to get on the other side of that, things are so much better, brighter, easier. And that's in regard to any fears, you know?
And, you know, here's the thing. We've been taught, this is a question. We've been taught that fears, you have to almost keep them by what we was taught in school because they just kept ingraining them and through society that we have to keep the fear. Otherwise, something isn't right with us. And if you have fear, something's wrong with you. And that's not true. And how do you get people to see a lot of the fear they hold on to is just from society and life?
Well, you know, when I read for people and we're looking at a specific area, you know, what tends to happen there, especially when they're seeking where to go from there, I tend to get information in from a variety of different ways. So, you know, as I'm talking to them, I'm sharing what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, what I'm feeling they're connected to try to help them figure out, first of all, where they're supposed to be, and then what's keeping them from there. It is always, always fear of some sort that's keeping them. And so I work with them on trying to identify that through my abilities and through what I'm generally picking up is you know, what is keeping them from being able to move past those fears. And so, you know, I call it, you know, getting to the heart of the issue. Let's face the issue. So, and I believe that's the only way to truly get rid of the fear is to face the issue.
You know, that's the most profound thing. That is very true. But how do you feel? This is something I've been asking myself, and I'm going to ask you. How do you feel this country is so afraid to move forward that we're just locked in fear of seeing something new right now in the whole country and the whole world? To me, that's where they're locked. Into.
Well, yes. I'll agree with you in that regard.
Oh, Beth? Uh-oh, Beth left. She was in a bad area, and I think the cell phones or whatever phone got tired, and we'll wait for Beth to call back in. But we was talking about fear, and that's where we're at in the world right now. Fear is what's holding this country because we don't know anything but cut and step back and do the same thing and nothing. And Beth is very astute and she's very good at what she does. She really, really is. And that's one thing about Beth. She's very straightforward and very honest. And that is, and Beth will always tell you the truth. It may not be what you want to hear, but she's going to tell you the truth, that she'll be very honest with you. And you can find Beth on Facebook and Twitter and all the other places. And you can go to BethLane.com, and that's where Beth is website is. When something happens and life goes to wherever it takes you, the biggest thing about moving forward in life is letting go of the fear. But we don't want to let go of it because we don't know where else to go. And the fear is actually an ingrained subconscious pattern that we've always lived. And going outside of that, nobody would understand how to do it. And with Beth at BethLane.com, you can go really read her stuff. She will really move you forward and really do some things now and, you know, new thoughts. But it's an enterprising energy is where you really want to expand into and really start your way forward. And I took the words think, thought, know out of my life because I use enterprising energies to open my eyes to see a better way. It's taken the animosity of having to think I know and into understanding where I'm going. And that took a lot of fear. I've actually developed a lot of stuff to take fear out of my life and out of other people's life and use life as a game of energy. And guess who? Welcome back, Beth and BethLane.com.
Hi, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you quite well.
Okay, good. I'm sorry, I mentioned earlier I'm having some technical difficulties today with the phone system. I was hoping it wouldn't end up being a problem. So sorry.
Well, don't be sorry. Life just gets in the way of life. And, you know, that, and you know, this is a great prelude to everything we've been talking about. Things are going to happen out of your control and out of anything. They just happen like the phone hanging up. There's nothing we could do, but there's nothing to get angry about. All we can do is you call back in and go forward. Ain't that just the way
life is,
Beth?
That's right. And to prove my point of we manifest what we think about, I was worried all day long that that would end up happening and I wouldn't be able to hear well. And I didn't hear the first caller well at all. We manifest what we worry about.
There's no purpose except
to manifest that which we don't want, you know.
Well, because the negative emotions are way stronger than the positive emotions because we've been taught negative emotions and lived with them all of our life.
I agree with that. And, you know, in relation to what you were saying earlier about society, indeed, you know, we are taught, it's all about releasing the patterns and changing the way you look at things and becoming more aware of those things.
You know, the pessimism of the world is really what has us locked in. And you know, because we've always best looked for what's wrong before what's right. Beth, how much talent in this country do we overlook by thinking we can't do it?
Oh, way too much. Way, way too much. I mean, the I can't syndrome is horrible in so many different ways. You know, we look at, well, you know, how could I do this? How could I do that? I can't because of this. I can't because of that. If you're constantly telling yourself you can't, you never will.
And you know, another thing, Beth, to me, is when people do step out and things don't go right and then basically they fail, and people are more willing to jump on somebody for failing than give them a pat on the back for at least stepping out. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's very rarely that when we step on the other side of that fear and start to change those patterns that we don't see the magic of it working. And, you know, we all do it. I mean, it's a constant effort to keep your thought patterns, you know, in that realm and to keep everything in a positive light. It's a constant. It takes dedication and commitment to change that. But the beauty of it is when you realize it, you can change it. And if you're looking for it and watching it, then you realize it and you change it.
You know, and everybody comes into something with preconceived notions and expectations rather than move forward. How do you feel that actually hinders their moving forward?
Oh, an amazing amount. One of my favorite things that I say is to, you know, let go of your expectations, especially in relation to others. let go of them. You let go of those, you let go of a lot of unhappiness.
And that's very true. Beth, we're down to the end of the show. Give people, this has been a fast half hour. So give people some wisdom, and I'll close out the show, and we'll have Beth back in 5, 6, 8 weeks, and so we can have more wisdom from Beth. She's very astute.
Thank you, Rob. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, live from the heart. That's what I have to say. Follow your heart. It's hard to get lost that way.
And it really is. And Beth's website is BethLane.com. You can find her on Twitter, Facebook at Beth Lane. And expand your life. Allow Beth to give you a reading of your life and move yourself forward. Beth, it's always a super pleasure to have you as a guest, and I really thank you and all the listeners. We'll be here Thursday night, and I don't know who. It'll probably be me.
Thanks so much, Rob. I enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you. And thank all the listeners.